I'm not exactly sure how it was possible, but when I was 10, I could eat these huge quantities of food that, I mean, there's just no way I would even want to or be able to eat now. And I could eat them before I actually got to the point of feeling full. And so I remember I had this aunt who was very generous, and she just loved to feed her nieces and nephews. And she would take us to our favorite fast food joint, and she would order as much as we wanted, as much as we could eat. And I remember at age 10, this happened many times. She would take me to Arby's, which is one of our favorites at the time, and she would let me order 4 regular roast beef sandwiches. Not the junior things, but 4 full-size sandwiches at Arby's. And I would eat all of them, and then I would be full. And she would gladly purchase those many, many sandwiches. When Jesus fed the 5,000 men and the 20,000 some people, he fed them, it says, until they were full. That was part of that miracle. The meal that Jesus served was a feast. The 12 baskets remaining tell us that the people ate until they had had enough and they were satisfied and they couldn't eat more. And this aligns with what Jesus said with that woman of Samaria at the well. Not only did he give bread enough so that they were completely full and satisfied, he told her that about the water, right? He told her that he gives living water, and if you have that living water, you will never thirst. And it will become this fountain that springs up within you. So Jesus makes this offer. He says, I will fill you. I will fill you, Jesus says. And he says, when you have me, it will be like you drink. You will eat until you're full. I will satisfy your soul. Have you known Jesus in this way? Have you known him like that? Jesus, the only person who you can fully just keep holding on to, clinging to him, and you won't suffocate him. Jesus is the only person you can always just keep fixating on him, and you'll find that he's never going to run away from you in terror and like, this is just too much. I can't take the pressure. You'll find that you can devote that kind of attention and fixation on him, and he never needs a break from you. He never needs a break from me. It's amazing. In this meal, we take bread, and Jesus is saying to us, you need me just to live. And in this meal, we take wine, and Jesus is saying, I have to die if you want to have my life. And so when we take this supper, you're saying, Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. Would you satisfy me? Would you save me? Would you never leave me? So Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, do this. Do this in remembrance of me, and spiritually he feeds us as we take this. If you know Jesus in this way, if he's your Savior, if he's your Lord, if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, you're very welcome here. But don't take the bread, don't take the wine. It's only for people that have made that life commitment to Jesus. But you're welcome to stay here. Just take it all in. We'd love to talk more about it. Now, as we come to the table, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving to us, for giving yourself to us. And Lord, would you satisfy us again tonight as we feed on you? We ask in Jesus' name, amen.